Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, Hoss, how you doing today, dude?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm kind of nervous. I'm very nervous.
If I was in the hot seat like you right now, I'd be nervous also.
I don't know what to say. I mean, this is what I'm about to say right here has never been released to anybody except for this person, and it was only like a month ago.
All right, don't reveal that just yet.
I'm not going to.
But the deal with relationship report card is this, and AskMen.com is one of my favorite websites, and it just so happens that they kind of have the same philosophy that we do. And if you go there, it actually tells you that men should actually really take a good, hard look at their last 10 relationships. And I think this probably goes for women also.
Mm-hmm.
You take a really good, hard look at your last 10 and do some real soul searching and find out where it all started to go wrong.
Well, I think that you find in your relationships that if you don't face certain problems or issues, either with usually with yourself, then you get into the same patterns in every single relationship. You end up fighting about the same thing, or you end up breaking up over the same thing. And so that's kind of why relationship report card, I mean, we had a lot of listeners who, when we started this, who were like, you know what, I just can't get out of this rut. I date the same kind of people. I just don't understand why I can't get into a more evolved relationship. And so we kind of take a hard look at it and see exactly what the pattern is.
What we do is we ask you to supply us with a whole bunch of names and phone numbers of your exes, and then we put you on with them one by one throughout the week. And then by the end of the week, you have a pretty good snapshot because, like Melissa said, kind of like this, there's a common thread in between all the relationships. Sometimes it's gotten pretty intense. Like, remember that one girl that had, like, the drinking problem?
That's right. Oh, I remember that.
She didn't even realize it, and all of her boyfriends were like, yeah, man, you just drink too much, party too hard, and that's it. She didn't realize it until the end of the week, and it got really, really serious. So we thought we'd put Haas under the microscope, and he gave us a couple of different phone numbers of exes that we will call later in the week, but he doesn't have 10 exes to even call.
No, I think I've only dated three girls. I mean, all three girls have been, I mean, they've been long-term relationships. Like, the last one I just got out of was a three-year relationship. The one before that was 2.5 years, and the one before that I think was a year, year and a half.
Now, are you counting that girl on the show that invited you upstairs?
Oh, she
a girlfriend, or is she just a...
She was just a random one.
On his last show that he
What's
was
her
on,
name?
The co-host.
Begins with an M, Madison.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was a one-night type deal.
Yeah.
Right. So this is...
That's not awkward.
Not a relationship, so to speak, right? Yeah.
That's like, you might be able to do that same deal with no undies over here.
Dude, it's a bet. I have to fulfill the bet. It's not like I'm trying to.
I'm just saying, you're lucky it's not an 11-week football season. Or else Austin would have you all sorts of ways.
Dude, I'm still married. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? That's not funny at all.
Hey, a bet's a bet.
Initially, you said no pants. I really thought you, or no underwear. I thought you were talking about Melissa, because this is commonplace for her. So this is a little bit of a different snapshot than what we've been painting of you, because while you've been having a great time here in Atlanta, I think you were the one that said he's kind of like a serial
monogamous.
Yeah.
But it sounds like those relationships were further apart.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
there's times in betweens where you've been a
player. the year and a half deal was like sophomore year at high school.
Okay.
The two and a half year relationship was like senior to like freshman, sophomore year at college, and then the last one was pretty recent. I mean, the last one was right after the two and a half year one.
Out of those three,
6 months after.
How many of those three relationships were you completely 100% no holds barred, no question whatsoever, 100% faithful in?
Oh, God, this is where I don't want to talk about it. Zero.
Screwed around on every girlfriend you've ever had.
But the ex girlfriend doesn't know. Yeah.
Ouch. This last one doesn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't have to know.
I mean,
we're going to get her on later in the week, but I mean, it's not like you have to confess to her.
Oh, God.
Because we're really asking them the questions.
Right.
So we're not asking you questions in front of them. We're asking them the questions.
God, this makes me so freaking nervous. I can't.
Well, maybe you should have kept it in your pants. So you wouldn't have this problem.
That's where it goes wrong for me.
Well, I think you really do learn something about it. And the cool part about us doing this with you is that we all get to learn more about you.
Yeah.
And the listeners get to know you a little bit better by knowing, you know, getting to hear from your exes.
Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that's a bad thing. How old are you?
24.
Yeah, I'd have to be honest with you and say the same thing. Like, when I was 24 years old, there weren't too many relationships I had where I wasn't screwing around.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of it, but...
Dude, I can do stunts. I can act like an idiot and do all these types of things that doesn't bother me at all, but this right here is just freaking me out.
Welcome to the Burt Show.
Keeping it real.
Thank you. Oh, God.
What? Now, you have given all of those phone numbers of the exes to producer Tracy?
I've only gotten in touch with one. One of the three.
Tracy will find them. You don't have to do that. Just give her names.
I'm trying to get in touch with the other two. One I can definitely get in touch with. The third one is the one that might be the hardest one to get.
Why? Because you don't want to talk to her?
Because...
It's recent enough that she doesn't want to talk to you.
Well, yeah. I might have made a big mistake about a month ago, and she's pretty much cut off all ties.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this the one you told us about in the post-show meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is this the one you're going to tell us about today?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know where to start. Do you want me to just lay it out there?
Why don't you start the day you met her?
Yeah.
Which one
is she, though?
Get comfortable, cut off your underwear, and tell us where it all started.
How long did you...
This is the last one, right?
This is the 2.5 year relationship.
Okay. All right.
Not the previous one or the recent one. Well, we dated in sophomore year of high school. And I got out of a relationship, like I said earlier, about a year before. And this was the person that I had lost my virginity to. Me and her had a pretty serious relationship and everything. So I started dating this girl. Well, her name is, I don't know if I should even say her real name. We'll say her name's Allison.
Why don't we call her Virgin? Yeah.
All right. Let's call her Virginia.
Is she here in Atlanta?
No.
Okay.
No.
So this is girlfriend number one.
Two.
Oh.
Girlfriend number two.
All right. Girlfriend number one, you lost your virginity to. And then now we're talking about girlfriend number two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So girlfriend number one's Virginia. Who's girlfriend number two going to be?
We'll call her Allison.
Or Alicia.
Allison.
Oh.
Okay.
We got that?
I think we got it.
Cool.
Virginia and Allison. So now, okay.
So lost my virginity to Virginia, started dating Allison.
Got it.
All right. Me and Allison dated for about 2 years, and we didn't have any problems. We didn't argue a lot or anything like that. We broke up because she said that we moved too fast. And
in 2 years?
In 2 years, all we did was hold hands.
That was too fast.
Yeah.
Okay. So you slept with Virginia, obviously, but you never were intimate with Allison.
No.
Okay.
Is there a reason?
It's just she had never made out with a guy before. Like, she had never done anything with a guy before.
And she was how old at this point?
17.
Okay.
Did you guys kiss each other?
No.
Nothing.
Hold hands for two straight years?
Holding hands.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I was like,
that's going to hurt.
Yeah, she broke up with me because we were moving too fast because I tried to give her a kiss.
In 2 years, you tried to give her a kiss and she broke up?
Yeah.
Are we going to talk to her?
You can't come down on her though, Bert.
No, I want to know her side of the whole thing because we're hearing one side here. But I don't know.
No, I swear, I'm not. I mean, I'm not lying to you. But yeah,
it's small town North Carolina,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Bible Belt and everything like that.
She ain't kiss nobody but family.
Kind of town.
I don't know about that, Hoss. The only other person touched my boobies was Daddy.
That is sick, dude. What is wrong with you?
Save that, by the way.
So she broke up with me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So for 2 years you hang in there, she gives you nothing but kissing, then she breaks up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kissing.
No, not even kissing. Yeah.
Just holding hands.
Exactly.
Well, that hurts.
So she broke up with me and we basically went our separate ways. But ever since then, I've always had feelings for her, and I don't know why.
Because you always want what you can't touch.
That might be it.
You were thinking about it by yourself for so long.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know what it is?
It just kind of became routine to think about her when you're by yourself.
He never fulfilled that ultimate chase.
Yeah, you know what it is? She is sexual Chick-fil-A. When is the only time you want a waffle cup fry?
Sunday
afternoon.
But they're not open.
But you can't have it because they closed, so she was closed. You couldn't have it, and it's all you wanted.
It is.
So 17 years old, she breaks up with you,
mm-hmm.
and you still have thoughts and feelings about her for how long?
Up until right now.
Right now?
Right now.
So you dated the third girlfriend.
And what are we going to call number three?
We'll call her Alicia.
Okay. We got Allison is number two. Okay. Alicia is number three.
And Alicia was for how long?
Up until...
But how long did you date her? Three years ago.
We need the baby book of names that they always publish and just have that handy when we need the fake names.
Well, I've been bothered that Hoss is one of those people that names all their kids with, you know, names that start with the same first letter.
Like my family.
Gotta keep it simple, man.
It's confusing as hell.
So now she obviously has moved on with her life. So what has her dating history been since you?
She's dated a couple guys. And then We both went to the same college together, and we got drunk one night at a party, and we ended up in the bathroom together just talking about, you know, our relationship, stuff like that, stuff that happened, you know, while we were dating.
That's where good college romance happens,
exactly,
right there.
Exactly. And I was, you know, giving her grief about her breaking up with me because we'd never made out.
And this was years ago.
Years ago.
And you did something in the bathroom.
We did.
You did?
Oh. Yeah, we made out for the first time. And that she had me hooked right there.
Like that's all you did was make out.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the bathroom.
So now you can't stop thinking about her.
Yeah.
Now, is she going out with anybody? Or was she going out with anybody at the time?
I don't think she was going out with anybody at the time. I called maybe like 4 or 5 days later to actually just ask her out on a date because she was single. I was single. Let's make it happen. But
let's take this beyond the restroom.
But when I called... she was going out on a date with another dude. So I'm like, God. And then that ended up lasting for about a year, that relationship.
Mm-hmm. And who was that guy?
Just some dude? Yeah, just some random guy.
Okay.
Yeah, so we kind of broke off conversations again, and we'd speak to each other very rarely. But it was about 3-4 months ago, I got wasted one night and decided to send a drunk email to her. And... proclaimed to her my love for her and how I still think about her all the time, how I still want to be with her, and everything about this girl that that she's somebody that I would want in a wife or something like that, in a serious relationship.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you told her, you told her she's the love of your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. In an email. Now, is she seeing anybody?
I didn't know until she called me a couple days later when she was drunk, but she is engaged with my best friend.
Oh. Okay, so how did
you...
You didn't know that she was...
Yeah. That's where the story gets a little muddy here. If he's your best friend...
Well, he's not a best friend. He's a good friend from high school, but we haven't really talked since high school.
And in guy's world, you can be a best friend with a guy and not talk to him for a year and a half. Yeah. You know?
So you had no idea they were dating?
No. Nah.
Okay.
That's
swear.
That's a good question.
I knew that they were dating.
Okay.
Yeah. So you knew they were dating when you emailed her?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were trying to stop it. You didn't know that she was engaged to be married.
I knew that they were serious, but I didn't know that they were going to be engaged. I didn't know they were engaged. That's honest. I really didn't know that they're engaged, but I knew that they were serious, and I figured that now would be the best time to let her know before she got married.
Because she's only serious with him because she doesn't know that Haas wants her as his wife.
That's all going on in my head right now.
Did your friend find out what you wrote to her?
Yes.
Oh.
When she opened up the email, he was right over her shoulder.
Oh, boy.
Oh, damn. Uh-oh.
How'd that work out?
That'll stick with you for a minute.
Yeah.
What did he do? Did he call you? Or
no, I just found this out like Wednesday or Thursday of last week. Like I'd sat there and had an instant message conversation with her, like telling her, hey, listen, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that y'all are engaged. You know, congratulations. But I had to let you know this. I had to get this off my chest. I feel a lot better now. And she's like, yeah. She's like, I'm sorry to say. She's like, but, well, his name's Brandon. We'll say his name's Brandon. She's like, Brandon was looking over my shoulder.
All right, well, first of all, I don't believe that Brandon was looking over her shoulder. I believe that that's what she told you.
Yeah, I'm thinking so, too.
But I think that she went and she told Brandon.
I'm thinking so, too.
Exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Because I know I'll get irritated if anybody's over my shoulder while I'm checking email. And why are you going to just be standing there just like hovering? Hovers.
What are you doing? Who's that one from?
Jeff's over Jen Hobby's shoulder right now.
Who's that screen name?
Yeah.
So at this point, did she cut it off with you?
We had this conversation last week, and then I tried to IM her Friday night about coming on and talking with us and everything. And I was like, listen, I got a question. I got a favor to ask of you. It has nothing to do about, you know, what we've been talking about and everything like that. I'm not trying to do anything like that, I swear. But, you know, and just told her that whole situation, and she didn't IM me back and just signed off right afterwards.
So now she's avoiding you.
Yep. So,
but I think she's still talking to him, even though I mean, I just find it interesting that even after she gets the email of love and commitment, that she and her fiance talk about it, that she still is in contact with Haas.
How old is this girl?
Same age, 24.
24.
Yep.
To me, she may be using Haas as hand in her relationship with Guy, with what's his name?
Brandon.
Colin and Brandon.
Well, he was, never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, you're going to
I was going to get naughty.
Joke?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay. Well, my thought is, from the girl perspective, it's flattering, I'm sure, to hear from
you. That's what she said.
And I'm sure she is, you know, it gives her like the warm, fuzzy feeling to, you know, think about that. And if boyfriend's been ignoring her maybe a little bit, maybe he hasn't been super attentive, you know, like he proposed, but maybe he's been screwing up or whatever, like using this email and going, look what I got. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's kind of giving her a little bit of hand in the her own relationship.
I feel bad because, I mean, this is one of my friends. And, like, I wanted it in a way to get out just because I didn't care anymore if people knew. Like, I told some of my good friends before, but I just told them to keep it quiet. You know, don't mention anything about it. But, you know, once I sent her that email, I didn't really care anymore if it got out. But I didn't want it to get to him.
You totally broke guy code, dude.
I know. I should give up my man card right now. But, I mean, I didn't want him to know, but I guess I knew he was going to find out eventually. She sent me an IM saying, you know, that was the sweetest thing that she's ever got before and everything. So I kind of felt good about that. But, like,
I think we should all start calling her and just saying we've been in love with her for years.
I mean, I know that I grew up in Tennessee and you grew up in North Carolina.
Right.
But,
I heard about you and I just want to let you know I'm in love with you.
I'm a volunteer, you're a Tar Heel, but we can make this work.
Is this one of the girls that we can or cannot talk to so far?
I don't know if she'll go on the air.
She's ignoring him.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Okay, so
we got to get producer Tracy on it. Totally. She can convince anybody of anything.
Totally.
So the third girlfriend, Alicia, did she ever know about your feelings for Allison?
No.
Because you dated her. You dated Alicia while you still had feelings for Allison. And probably, were you dating Alicia when you, I don't know. Not, I guess when you wrote that email, you weren't dating.
No, okay. No.
The first girl that we're going to talk to do relationship report card is Virginia.
Yeah.
And she's going to come on with us on Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay?
Cool.
And you will start to get a snapshot of what it was like for her in your relationship.
Oh, God. I'm not looking forward to this at all.
You're a sophomore in high school, though, right?
No, this was like senior year of high school.
Senior year of high school. Okay. still high school.
Still high school, yeah. I don't know how much you can learn from a high school relationship.
And if you get crabbed, it's like, well, you know, it's
high school. Yeah, and he's obviously matured since then.
Yeah.
So much. Right. Boss, I just want to let you know that I've loved you since the moment I've met you. Even though all we ever did was hold hands.
Feelings are mutual right here, buddy.
The Bird Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big.